I'm Ruth Alzinga, today's moderator, and I am pleased that you could all be here. The cost of the SACFA luncheon is $10 for those of you who are new. There's a basket on each table for collection, and I would kindly ask that somebody at each table please take responsibility for collection. Before I introduce today's speaker, I would like to acknowledge our partners, the University of Lethbridge, the Lethbridge Community College, and of course, a thanks to Ericsson's for putting on the lunch. For those of you who may not be familiar with the format, the speaker will speak for half an hour, after which a luncheon will be served, and about 1 o'clock we will entertain, the speaker will entertain your questions, so you can be thinking of those during your lunch. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you our guest speaker, who makes time disappear as he engages his appreciative audiences in rapid-fire dialogue. None other than our own Dr. Peter McCormick. Dr. Peter McCormick is a native born Albertan, born in Edmonton, and grew up in Lacombe. He holds degrees from the University of Alberta, a BA in 1968, the University of Toronto, an MA in 1989, and the London School of Economics, PhD, 1974. He and his wife, Lorraine, and I feel badly, Lorraine, we've got them separated today. There's Lorraine. Give them a wave, Lorraine. She hails from Lethbridge, and they made their home here in 1975, where Dr. McCormick has taught at the University of Lethbridge for, as he puts it, a third of a century. Until recently, Dr. McCormick served as chair of the Political Science Department, a position he held for a decade. He has also served as president of the University of Lethbridge Faculty Association and is currently president of the provincial organization, the Confederation of Alberta Faculty Associations. Dr. McCormick teaches Canadian government politics and constitutional law. On a personal note, the McCormicks have two children, a son, Scott, who holds a Doctor of Music from the University of Indiana and is the music director at a private high school just outside of Washington, D.C., and who recently made the McCormick's grandparents with the arrival of baby Nora, now 8 months old. As a fellow grandparent, I had to put that in. It's very important. Their daughter, Lisa, is just finishing off her Yale PhD and is currently an assistant professor of sociology here at the University of Lethbridge, making the first faculty-father-daughter combo in the history of the university. Dr. McCormick is going on study leave, called sabbaticals in most institutions, at the end of June, his major project to write a book on the charter. But today, Dr. McCormick is here to speak to us on the Obama phenomenon, how come Americans can have all the fun. Please join me in welcoming Dr. McCormick.
Okay, well, usually I'm here to talk to you about Canadian politics, about which I actually have some credentials, publications, and therefore, I hope, a certain degree of credibility. So bear with me as I move outside of my own proper zone. You listen to my credentials, you kept saying, where's the American politics? Okay, there isn't any. I'm just an interested observer like all of you. I will try to link some of these ideas to more general phenomena about politics that might apply more broadly. But basically, like the rest of you, I'm just fascinated by the Barack phenomenon, not just in itself for what it suggests about politics in the modern world. So what makes Obama so exciting? What makes him so much fun to watch, not just for us from a distance, but for Americans up close? Well, the first obvious point is the unexpected is always more fun.